Hallelujah. Good morning, beloveds. Sorry, Danita won't be with us this morning. She's off, so just letting her. She's off today from work. So, Thursday's her and Belinda Tehila is flying to Cape Town. So, just letting her rest. So let's go. Hallelujah. Good morning, Father. God of all love, Holy Spirit, the power of love, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who showed the love in faith demonstrated on earth and from baby to young and to father, and then dealing with our past, dealing with our sin, and ruling and reigning. Thank you, Jesus, for being the author and the perfecter of our faith this morning, this day, and forever and ever. Bringing us into the fullness of the love plan that Father God has for us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, brethren. It's Psalm 117, the shortest psalm in the Bible. I'm reading from the TPT. Let everyone everywhere shine with praise to Yahweh. I like that. Let everyone everywhere shine with praise. So praise brings the shining, but you see, because praise is coming from God. And shine is also the word to boast and also the word to glory. So when we wake up to the shine, to the glory and to the boasting, what does God say in his praises? And that's all. It comes from the Father. He loved us first. Amen. It comes from God. He loved us first, and then we embrace and we walk together and into this great love plan for us. It goes on. Let it all out. That's the praise, eh? Shining, boasting. Go ahead and praise him, for he has conquered us with his great love and has kindness, and his kindness has melted our hearts. So that's a place where we've all had to come to. We were caught up in our own worlds, caught up in our futility of what we thought was love. But praise God, we all came to that place where we knew we're not where we're supposed to be, and we said, your will be done, your love come to pass. Amen. And then it goes on, his faithfulness lasts forever, and he will never fail you. So go ahead, let it all out. Praise God. Praise him. Amen. So it's just so wonderful just to know, that the faithfulness of God is because of his love. And therefore, the faith that the disciple, not the disciples, the prophets of old showed was the love of God. That was God's plan for them, that was laid out for them, their names written in heaven, and that's what they lived out. And that's so beautiful to perceive that, So they were very relevant to laying the foundations for the kingdom that was coming in Jesus. So they played their part, and then when Jesus came, they entered into the perfection. And when that was always that the perfection being heaven itself, the fullness by one sacrifice, he has perfected forever. And we also have been included in that, Hebrews 10:10 and 14. And now the thing is, they saw from a distance, and they lived that life of faith, which was God inspiring them by his love, what no eye has seen or ear has heard. So it was unique, special beauty that we see there in Hebrews chapter 11. And now, beautifully, Jesus has overcome. He came, he expressed the faith, the love of God in obedience, in listening to him, doing what he said, and he showed us a beautiful picture from babe to young man to father, and then he died so that we can have it together with the Old Testament guys, because he led captivity captive. One died for all. And so we're in this beauty. And the beauty we need to understand now is that love that God has got for each and every one of us is relevant to our names written in heaven, the purpose God has got for us. And that's the race that we need to run. And it's so beautiful if we think of the prophets of old that laid the foundation of the kingdom. We now, the kingdom has come, we establish, help establish together with the Lord this kingdom. And just as they were beautiful lights there in the darkness in the old covenant, we are the lights now in the darkness in the new and the better covenant, glorifying Christ Jesus by obedience. I mean, he's the author and the perfecter of our faith, and staying in the love of God, because that's the ultimate. Amen. We can have faith and do a lot of things and then can get caught up in that faith. But then we there's got to be a time when we come back to our first love, and our first love starts in relationship, in fellowship, and then in yearning, and then being obedient. So short testimony, you know, the love of God grasped me and took hold of me nearly 35, 40 years ago, and made me zealous for the love. And then as he showed me things, the faith, living out the faith. And that also where the beautiful promise of my first lovely wife came. And it was so beautiful. So even later on in life, when we went through struggles, I always remembered, you know, this was amazing love that gave me this woman, and then brought her into my life, miracles, and then the beauty of my children. And so when Karina got sick, and I realized that I said it's terminal cancer, that when you know when you're going to lose something, that's when you realize how much you love them. And that brought me back to that love of God again, you know, sitting at his feet and just loving my wife like she deserved to be loved all the time, which I can say I'm so sorry about that. I got so caught up in the works of God and in the faith and in the ministry. But yeah, but praise God, we came back to that love that a husband needs to have. And that was beautiful. And so when Karina departed, that same love just moved to someone I didn't even really know at the time, because Danita was Karina's friend that we'd met 9 years before that. But then God just started that same love that I had for Karina, that we could experience and just enjoy that last days when she was here on earth, was now moved towards Danita. And yeah, and it's just so amazing. And then that's what I've had a chance now to get the perspective right. It's your love for God, it's your love for your wife, and it's love for your children and your ministry, and get it properly established. And I just truly want to say, you know, you can see my kids, the love is something that is tangible. And then in 2020, when this deception really started coming upon this earth like never before, you know, I believe our Lord has said that's where the Antichrist has been released. And that also, that darkness got me to run close to the Lord and again come back to that first love like never before. And then putting off a lot of little side issues like my love for sport, and just totally being dedicated to what God has got to say every day, and also dedicated to stay with him constantly in in talking to him. That's prayer. It sounds so religious when we say talk, but it's just prayer. So, and so as to see, because I know, you know, it's from God that we're going to, we've got the victory, and it's from God's great love that we've got a story, a purpose. And we, the story and purpose is relevant to the kingdom of God coming on earth as it is in heaven. So staying in tune with him now is what is so important, because there's a manifestation of the glory of God coming on this earth like never before. And it's also for his children, for his bride, because the creation is waiting for the sons of God. So just be encouraged, brothers and sisters. That's why I shared you this testimony, so you can just know you've all had a personal walk, and we've got caught up sometimes in other things, but it's now time to just be in the hand of God, listening to his voice, walking together with him. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they work together, and we are part of that mighty, beautiful family. So we are part of the love plan for this earth as it is in heaven. Amen.